CBSI and the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy and Hussein Haqqani of the Hudson Institute. One more detail about the Iraq War, not mentioned in this new book, but it was important here for the politics of the moment and the politics years later. The American people were given bad information from its government repeatedly about the threat of Saddam Hussein and WMD. The question came down to, does it exist or doesn't it exist? Bill, you have some thoughts about this. It both existed and didn't exist in some fashion, but we did get misled. That's the generous term. Do you agree, Bill?
I do agree, John. Ultimately, we were misled. I could tell you a story about how, look, it didn't, WMD didn't exist in ways that the Bush administration presented. There was a, they set up precursors. They what Iraq did was set up the ability to make them as needed. I was embedded in Mosul in 2008. And at this military base, they were digging up a dining facility. They came across all this potassium cyanide. And it was obviously a precursor for a chemical weapon. It was a missile base. You know, things like this happen. The CIA, it's on their website, believe it or not, how they found tons of chemical munitions in Iraq. And Americans were injured in the with insurgent use of these chemical shells because they were detonated. And the insurgents thought that they were actual artillery shells. So it existed, but not as we were told. And this is another part, you know. Ambassador Haqqani, you know, kindly reminded me of Ahmed Shalabi and you know, John, you had mentioned off air the spy who was supposedly giving us all this information on WMD. There's been a host of charlatans who have led us down this path of bad decision making in Iraq. And it's also happened in Afghanistan as well. And these people, unfortunately, maintain currency within U.S. government, intelligence, and military circles. And until they're removed, until we can figure out why these individuals remain in place, even after they fail time and time again, we are destined to make the same mistakes going
forward. Mr. Ambassador, your thoughts about this? We have about a minute. The misleading of the American people by so-called sources.
People end up trying to be on the side of whoever they are on the side of, rather than trying to figure out the correctness or otherwise of the information or figuring out what makes more sense. Politicization of intelligence is always a problem. We've seen that both in the Iraq war and subsequently towards the end of the Afghan war. But more important is who are America's allies. Sometimes some very smart entrepreneurial people actually set themselves up in Washington, D.C., pretend to know more about other places than they actually do. Right. And we seem to prefer them over those people who sincerely and genuinely are concerned about the well-being of the United States.
Hussein Haqqani, a former ambassador from Pakistan to the U.S., Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.